The general effect of Constantine on the history of Christianity and the apostolic succession, both in authority and doctrine, must bring weight into the question as to whether the church followed the apostles or not. How much of the effect of Constantine in bringing political ramifications upon the authority of the church causes the church to apostatize or not? It is the opinion of many writers and scholars, including myself, that Constantine's effect had some damaging ramifications on the church. Not only did the authority of the church have a larger umbrella by which to function, but political ramification caused the emperor to control the church to a great extent. This does not mean that the church became apostate. The governmental control changed, and the ecclesiology of the church changed, which is the major problem. It changed from being a Presbyterian form of government to Episcopalian under the political duress of the empire. This is tragic and led ultimately to the demise of the Roman See in substantiating the true nature of the church government and its authority. Though these problems did arise, the doctrine of the apostles in total did not so change or fabricate into something wholly other than one could say the church ceased to be simply because politics stood in its way. Instead, it was slowly corrupted from the Middle Ages until the time of the Reformation, which regained the lost ground ultimately in the Reformation and reinstituted the authority in the church to Christ first and then the presbytery under a solidified church government second. Doctrinally, the church worked through a number of important issues and dealt well with establishing right doctrine as a whole. Both in the Trinitarian doctrine and in Christology, the classic formulation has stood the test of time and have weeded out the problems that arose because of poor exegesis.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's E-D-M-O-N-T-O-N, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, "which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart," from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, "God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, 'I have not commanded them,' whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle was adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew."